June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We're live at the Globe. Jared Sandler coming on in just a second. It's Mexican Heritage Cap Night with the White Sox in town, presented by Coca-Cola. The first 20,000 fans, you got a cap there at the front door if you're coming on out here to the Rangers game. We are suite level center field, the Comerica backyard. Door's going to open up in about 14 minutes. It's going to be a party in here. Jared, good afternoon. Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. How the heck are you, buddy?
Guys, I'm sorry. You know what? These series where we travel in the middle of the week, I'm so thrown off. I just realized, as you said it right now, Dawson, that you guys are here, and I didn't. I'm so sorry. Not that I think you guys care, but I hate that I didn't make the trip over there.
It would have been nice to see your smiling face, but we'll settle for some good news on this rotation. Having to do another bullpen night tonight, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, Dane Dunning's here. He's not going to be activated, I don't think, for tonight's game, although I guess it's still possible. Jacob DeGrom tomorrow, and then on Sunday, another bullpen game. Just that way they can give Tyler Mahle a little extra rest. That's a part of it. You know, they don't really want him throwing on 4 days rest right now. I think we talked yesterday after the game about just, you know, controlling innings and being smart. Nathan Eovaldi is going to throw a bullpen, I think, tomorrow, and hopefully that'll be the next step for him, on his path to returning to this rotation. And, who knows? It looks like there's some opportunity. I know, Jacob Lax, obviously the way he pitched the other day, he's a guy who could lead a bullpen game, but do it not in a, one, two inning way, but someone who could actually give you three, maybe four innings, and maybe Caleb Bosley the same. Sean Armstrong is going to start tonight's game, but we'll see who ends up getting the bulk of the innings, and they'll just go from there.
What's the current state of the offense?
Well, I'd say it's the best it's been, it's an interesting week, right? Because the Rangers, the White Sox are not great. They pitch better than they hit, but it's not like you're facing multiple Cy Young Award winners, and Shane Smith, who's arguably their best pitcher, has been pushed back to Tuesday. So you're not going to have to face him. Adrian Hauser's been pretty good, and that's who the Rangers will face tonight. Now, the Royals can pitch, but Cole Ragans isn't going to be healthy. You don't have to worry about facing Cole Ragans. And it just seems like this is an opportunity for the Rangers to make up for some of the ground that they lost early on when their offense was struggling. Are they going to come home and the bats are just going to disappear? I mean, I certainly hope not, but it's more than just this past series, right? If you really kind of dive into some of the numbers under the hood, we're coming up on 2 weeks now where things have really started to turn. Now, they're still not great with two strikes. You'd like to see them be more competitive in two-strike situations, but they have gotten a lot better in some of the peripherals, and just it's little things like hitting the inside fastball have started to turn, and signs that maybe the offense is going to start to regress back to the mean and in a positive way, and hopefully lead to some wins to support this pitching staff. And you know what, too, guys, like it wasn't like Tyler Mahle was great against Minnesota the first game of the series. I think Bastic brought this up. How nice is it for a starting pitcher to not be at his best and still be able to get a win and be a part of a win for the team because the offense is able to pick him up? There just hasn't been many of those games this year, but it seems like hopefully the offense is in a position to start to try and do that.
Man, amen. I mean, it seemed like it just took forever that I think some fans had lost hope, but the talent's there. Like, it was just a matter of time. I don't know. Did the numbers show that they were just kind of getting unlucky? Like, were there more hitters in the lineup that it was trending in any positive direction to where this is?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Something that we think, okay, finally it's sustainable?
Yes, yeah, so Zach, it's a great question. I think maybe it's a little bit easier for me to answer this now that the Rangers have had a few games of success. You cannot chalk it all up to bad luck. But there are certain things where it's like, this has to get better. I think we might have talked about, you know, the Rangers' batting average on balls that they quote-unquote barreled, which is an objective measurement, right? It's not just me saying, oh, it looks like he barreled it. It was last in Major League Baseball. A barreled baseball is one that fits a very specific set of parameters where there shouldn't really be a ton of fluctuation. So it's not really like you can barrel a ball better than the next guy. I mean, it's such a specific parameter set. So in that way, yeah, you know, there's a little bit of bad luck with that. Now, there are other things where it wasn't bad luck. You know, their aggression maybe was misplaced in the chase rate. And, you know, one of the things that Boach brought up the other day, in 3-2 counts, no one chases more than the Rangers. And in yesterday's game, they had 6-3-2 counts and they walked 6 times. You know, clearly a message was delivered and it was received. So there were a lot of little things. I would say that if you were to ask me one or the other, was it bad luck or bad process? I could only choose one, I'd say it was bad process. Doesn't mean that bad luck wasn't a part of it. And I think that now that they've improved their process little by little, we're also seeing some of that luck come back and get back to the mean there. And hopefully those two things combined will help the Rangers go on a little bit of an offensive run.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. Do we have any updates on John Gray?
Yeah, I spoke to John actually earlier today. First of all, Eric, you would love, his hair is looking as flowy as ever. I mean, it is like below the shoulders. The beard is like three-dimensional. I mean, he is and peak caveman form.
I love it.
He's throwing off the mound. I think he's 20 pitches maybe through yesterday or the day before. And it seems like he's, you know, he's kind of on a path that maybe is a couple weeks behind Cody Bradford. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see John Gray in the month of July as long as things go smoothly. And if not, then, you know, maybe early August. But, yeah, it definitely seems like things are going well and trending in the right direction for Johnny.
What are we thinking about Ezekiel Duran in that closer role, man?
I mean, why not? You know, someone joked to Boach about, you know, who, or someone asked, you know, who was available or who wasn't available, and Boach gave an answer, and then someone joked that, you know, because Zeke was so efficient, you know, he'd be available too, right? And, you know, Boach got a kick out of it, but that was impressive, and, you know, Zeke's got a great arm. Now, he didn't totally use it on the mound, but I'd be curious, you know, he's got such a cannon of an arm, maybe if the hitting thing didn't work out, and we're far from that. You know, I'm not suggesting a Joey Gallo type of change for Zeke or anything, but, you know, he's one of these guys who you wonder because of how good his arm is, like what it would look like. But, yeah, pretty impressive way to shut the door there the other night. And by the way, I appreciate and like the strategy to use him in a winning situation because no reason, you know, you got two bullpen games coming up. no reason to burn an inning from someone unnecessarily when you can just throw a, you know, a position player.
Jared Sandler here with you on the Fan. If this offense keeps going, how differently would it cause you to look at the deadline?
Well, yeah, it definitely would cause you to look a lot differently. And I'd say this too, guys. You know, the offense hopefully is turning a corner. And I think we also need to be prepared for the pitching to maybe take a little bit of a step back. Not a big step back, but especially as we're entering a territory here where maybe, all right, we're going to try and, you know, be protective of innings for certain guys. And you know, as we get deeper into the season with a few guys who haven't, you know, worked full seasons a lot recently, you know, maybe there's a little bit of a step back, but maybe it comes at a good time, right? Because now maybe the pitchers can take their foot off the pedal a little bit, not in effort or attempt, you know, to be highly productive, but maybe the results just are a little bit of a step back, but you got the hitters who can then make up for it and give them a little bit of a break. So I think, Gavin, you know, you guys talked to Chris Young, you know how he is. He's a super aggressive guy. I don't get the sense that, you know, he's really thinking about selling or even playing the, you know, riding the fence. I think, you know, his intention is to buy and support this team, but obviously it would look a lot differently if, you know, they are not fighting for a playoff spot. But hey, what if a month and a half from now they're in first place in the division? You know, that could look a lot different, or maybe they're neck and neck. You know, if so much can change, and obviously the health side of things can really dictate this, but I think that they have every intention to buy. If they do decide to be sellers because things don't go well, that, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to get a lot of phone calls. But I think it's, you know, every intention to buy. And I think the question just is more in the direction. And then from a hitting standpoint, you know, the degree to which they feel like they need to supplement their lineup to make sure that this lineup is as good as they, you know, expected it to be when the season started.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you up with you next week.
Sounds good, fellas. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. He's Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing with your Rangers preview. They're going to host the White Sox here. Pre-game's coming up at about 6:30. Crack them if you got them. It's time for What You Drinking, What You Thinking. Will we hear from Rodeo Ron? How has his adventure gone since we last heard from him 2 weeks ago? And then we'll hit the Expressway and LA Live, G-Bag of the Day, and everything's coming up right around the corner. If you're getting to the Rangers game, swing by our broadcast position. Pick up a G-Bag Nation Pure Gold, as always, decal while supplies last. And we're back with your phone calls here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.